belonging to the Most High God and selling out to Him. Are you guys ready to sell out to the Lord this year? Putting Him first in everything? You shall be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have separated you from the peoples, that you should be mine. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that just great? That you are special to the Lord. Amen. That He handpicked you. Okay, you are not your own. You are a peculiar people. Raise your hands if you know that you're a peculiar people. Amen. You know that you are. You shall be holy to me. Amen. Now I want to read 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 19. Look at your monitor right there. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? Think about that. I want everyone to think about that real fast. That once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and, Savior, His Holy Spirit comes to dwell inside us. Did you guys know that? So when we decide to disobey the Lord, guess what we're doing? We're dragging the Holy Spirit around places that He doesn't want to be. Doing things that He doesn't want to take part of. Amen? So the Holy Spirit is in each and every believer. That's just how it works. It doesn't matter what kind of church you were brought up in or who told you what. Once you accept Jesus Christ, you are stamped with the Holy Spirit. Amen? Are y'all with me this morning? Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? So, you know what? We can say this is the house of God, and that's fine, and we love coming together and worshiping the Most High God together. But see, you know what? Our bodies are the house of God. Amen? Yes. He dwells inside each and every one of us. Amen? So, because of that, you will never, ever, ever, ever know what hell feels like. Amen? So give them some praise right now. That's good news. That's good news right there, okay? Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. I want you to look at your neighbor right now and say, scoot over, man. No, I want you to look at your neighbor right now and say, you are not your own. You're not your own. You're not. Okay, we should have figured that out a long time ago, and I'm sure we have, but sometimes we forget about that, don't we? When we want to do something we know we shouldn't be doing, when we want to do something contrary to the Word of God, we decide to forget the fact that, hey, I'm not my own. But see, we're not our own. We belong to the Most High God. Amen? Y'all with me? You are not your own, verse 20, for you were bought with a price. Someone give them some praise, man. That was, well, I ain't saying nothing. We do need to get excited about this, guys. You know, okay, so we were bought with a price. And what is that price, man? The most precious thing in the universe. The Son of the Most High God laid down His life for me and for you. Amen? That's some awesome news because, like I said before, we have a sin problem. And without that sacrifice, someone's got to pay for your sins. You're going to have to pay for your sins if we don't accept that sacrifice. Amen? But Jesus Christ laid down His life, and the Lord wishes that none would perish. So look, here's the deal. Here's the skinny. Here's the 911, the 411. Don't call 911. Here's the 411. Here's the info. Man, you are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. So because we belong to the Lord, there's some things that He asks of us. He wants us to be imitators of our big brother. Amen? And I don't think we do that as good as we can. Amen. Does that make sense? I'm talking about myself this morning. You know, as I look back on last year, on the year that we're closing up, man, I dropped the ball a lot, man. I dropped the ball a lot. I'm not in that place where I want to be. And I don't think any of us are in that place where we want to be. Amen. We should have this desire in our hearts. And I pray that it is all our desires, you know, that it's going to be more of God and less of ourselves, you know, this year. The following year, each and every day, a little bit less of Paul, a little more of the Most High God, ruling and reigning in my heart. Amen. That we need to exist to please God. That's what we're here for. We're here to please God. We're here to give Him glory. Amen. If you ever sat and wondered, you know, what am I really here for? What's going on? What's the secret of life? You are here to bring glory to the Most High God. That's what you exist for. Amen. So give them some praise, man. I'm trying to get y'all riled up. Trying to get you excited. I'm going to enjoy some of this lemon water. That's beach ball water. That's why it tastes like plastic. you shall be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy. You see that? The Lord God says, I want you set aside for my purposes, for my glory. Amen. God is holy, and he says, I want you to be holy. Amen. Now let's look back at 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 19 again. Y'all with me? Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. Remember that? You are not your own. Write that on post-it notes. Stick it everywhere. I'm not my own, man. I belong to the Lord. For you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. Amen. Isn't that good? Now, in the Corinthians church, there was a lot of sexual immorality and stuff like that going on. So that's what this is addressing, amen? But you know what? Not only do we sin with our bodies, but we sin in our thought life. Do you know that? You can sin with the things that you think about. You can't help the thoughts that are thrown into your path. Are y'all with me this morning? You have no control over what comes into your mind. You know what I mean? But if you want to nurture that, hang on to that, think about that, that's a dangerous place. Amen. Y'all with me this morning? But see, we exist to give God glory. That is what we're here for. That's why you're here right now. Amen. You're here because you love the Lord and you want to say thank you. Amen. Y'all with me so far? Okay. God is good. Tell the truth. Let's go to the next slide. You shall be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy. And I have separated you from the peoples that you should be mine. Isn't that awesome? See, there will be a time and a place when the goats will be separated from the sheep. Amen? There will be a time when God's going to grab his. And that's something we need to be excited about. Amen? But when God looks down on humanity, on creation, on Milton, he looks down and he says, that's my baby right there. That's mine. He can tell his babies. He knows who are his. Amen? And wouldn't it be awesome as when he looks down on us, he sees us giving him glory? Amen? Amen? All right. Tell the truth. Shame the devil. Okay. Our God is holy. The one true God. And there is nobody in existence like him. Amen? That right there, Ashton Morgan, should get you excited. That the God we serve is the one true God. Amen. That we're not wasting time. And some of us may have spent a lot of years, you know, worshiping some mumbo jumbo, some weird Eastern religion or some false doctrine type stuff. But no more. Amen. We belong to the Most High God. And that is wonderful. We can't even express how wonderful that is. Amen. But see, God wouldn't have it any other way. He said, Joan, you are mine. Joan, you are mine. Bobby Jean Joyner, you are mine. Amen. And you know what? Sometimes, man, we just have to focus on that. Let that get us excited, man, that God loves you, that you are really, really loved by God. This big God, you, the real God, that heaven's his throne, the earth is his footstool, and he cares about Cameron. He cares about what Cameron's going through. He cares about everything in his life, man. He loves you with an undying love. He ain't going to stop loving you, man. You know what I mean? We are blessed this morning. So we have all these amazing reasons. Okay, and never mind the fact that God says, hey, you know what? I'm holy, so I want you to be holy. You know, what about that? What about them apples? I want you to be set aside for my glory. Amen. I've done a lot for you. Amen. And let's not forget about that. Amen. The next time we want to do something, we ain't got no right doing. Amen. You know what? I'm not my own. Amen. Can I get a witness this morning? God is holy. He is absolute perfection. Do you guys understand that? I don't quite understand it. You know what I mean? But he is perfect as perfect can be. You know what I mean? He dwells in unapproachable light. But this is our God. Amen? 1 Samuel 2 and verse 2. This is what Hannah said. There is no one holy like the Lord. Isn't that good? There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. Think about that. There's no one besides our God. You're not wasting your time this morning. Amen? You're not worshiping some dead guy in a tomb somewhere. Amen? There is no one like our God. I'm talking about in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's our God. Amen? The true God. And he says, I am holy. There's nobody like me. Amen? Nobody comes close. Not even in the same ballpark, the same universe. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God. Isn't that good? Isn't that awesome, man? That's an awesome verse just to have in your arsenal, man. Your word, I've hidden my heart that I might not sin against you. We're going to start that fast, you know, for the next 6 days, starting Tuesday. I decided not to start Monday because I know I cheat Monday. You know what I mean? But we're going to be fasting, man. We're going to put something aside. And we need to get into this book. A chapter a day ain't going to kill you. You know what I mean? A chapter a day to meditate on the Word of God ain't going to hurt you. It's only going to help you. And don't say, well, I don't have time for that. Man, you can make time to read a chapter of the Bible. Amen? If it's important enough to you, we can squeeze it in. You know what I'm saying? Let's try and do that. You know, all this month, man. And maybe we'll go on through the whole year where we read a chapter of the Word a day and we chew on it, meditate on it. You know what I mean? And it's going to bless you. Amen? You ain't going to regret it. Yeah, 365 days from now, you're not going to be like, man, Brother Paul, I sure blew it. I wasted so, I ain't never going to get that time back I spent reading the Bible. It's just gone. 5 minutes a day for 365 days. Man, you will never regret it. Amen? All right. There is no one holy like the Lord. Give him some praise. Now, look at Isaiah verse 6, man. I love this verse. I love this chapter. Okay, so now we're in the throne room of the Most High God. Isaiah's been called up. You know what I mean? And our God is so holy that the angels that are in the throne room are covering themselves with their wings. Amen. Smoke, there's smoke between God and Isaiah. He is holy, holy, holy. Amen. And one called to another, talking about the angels, and one called to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Now, we've talked about this before. You know, if you see the same word side by side, that's like emphasizing that word. Like, okay, I'm not real bright, so let me try and explain it like this. Me and Rick McClary, we're walking down the road, and Rick pushes me in a ditch. Now I'm playing. Me and Rick McClary are walking down the road, and this snake crosses the road. And if it's just a snake, we'll say, yeah, it's a snake. You know, I'm talking about Bible language, right? But if it was a big monster mammoth snake that's taking up the whole road, Rick would say, hey, man, that is a snake. Woo, that's a snake. Now, if it was like Godzilla monster snake crushing the buildings and stuff, you would say, hey, Rick, that's a snake. Yeah, that's a snake. But you would never even put the three snakes together, is what I'm trying to say. But see, when we're talking about our God, the one true God, he's not just holy. He's not just holy, holy. But he is holy off the charts, man. There is no one like him. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. That's our God. You see what I'm saying this morning? Thank you, Jesus. And all God's people said, that's a snake. And one called to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. That's beautiful right there, man. Everywhere you look on this planet, no matter where you go, you see that evidence that there is a God, there is a creator, and he is holy. There is no one like him. You see what I'm saying? We're blessed, man. We serve the one true God. There's no denying it. You can stand on me and Rachel Jean. Rachel Jean was doing this weird thing the other night. Like that's out of the ordinary. But she was doing this. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. She was doing this thing where she was looking, we were watching this thing about the depths of the ocean. And I was kind of listening to it. And, man, you know how deep the ocean is? Do you know how deep the ocean is? It's really deep. It is super, super deep, man. There's whole worlds that we don't know about down there. You know what I mean? God created all that. The whole world is full of his glory, man. You stand on the edge of the ocean and you're like, wow, think about it. Man, he's amazing, man. You cannot deny that a God exists and a God in heaven, and that's our God. Amen? All right, okay. All right, let's go to the next slide. Thank you, Jesus. Is everyone okay? 1 Peter. If you want to, you can turn there. We're going to do a few verses. First Peter. It's right at the end of your Bible. First, Second Peter, First, Second, Third John, Jude, and Revelations. I am so glad to see you guys today. I love you guys so much. I'm so glad we get to end the year together. Oh, God is wonderful. 1 Peter chapter 1, and we're going to start at verse 13. So, we serve a holy God, amen, the one true God, and he says, hey, you know what? You're my kid. You're my kid, so I want you to be like dad. I want you to be holy. You have been set aside. You know what holy means? It means to be set aside. You have been set aside for God's glory, amen? So whatever you do, you're at that place, you're where you're working at, your school, your home, you are there to give God glory, amen? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my goodness gracious. I think the holiday season has just worn this crowd out. They're tuckered out little bunny rabbits amongst us. Matter of fact, let's just take a nap and we'll start back up in about 15, 20 minutes. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 13. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded. Hey, you know what? You see the guy at the Olympics, you know what I mean? Tall, skinny fellas about to run the big thing, the big circle jam. That's what they're calling it now, the big circle jam. What are they doing, man? What are they doing? They're stretching. You know what I mean? They're stretching. They're getting ready, man. They're getting ready for action. You know what I mean? What do I do in the mornings when I'm lifting up the spoon before I put it in the cereal? I'm getting ready for action. No, I'm playing. I don't do that. But that's what the Lord says through Peter. Hey, you need to be ready for action, man. You need to understand that there is a real enemy that hates your guts. And he wants to devour you, okay? And he's looking for any opportunity to mess you up, man. Okay, he's looking for that weak link. Who likes to watch the lions on the National Geographic and all that, you know, and they're crouching through the woods, in the grass, you know what I mean? Don't you just get excited? You're like, oh, man, something's about to get it. Something's about to get it. And it's looking for that weakest link, man, the small little baby or the old one. You know what I mean? But what does that lion do when he grabs a hold of one? Man, he devours it. He shreds it. He tears it up, man. That is the picture Peter's trying to tell you. This, we can't really mess around with Satan, man. He wants to destroy you. He wants to mess up your marriage, mess up your home, mess up your job, mess up your life. Amen? Can I get a witness? Okay. Let me read 1 Peter 5 and verse 8. It's at the bottom of your slide there. Be sober-minded. There it is again. This parallels 1 Peter 1. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Realize we got a real enemy, amen? Your adversary, the devil. Okay, by the way, you're in church, so you probably already knew this. The devil hates your guts. And the devil is real, man. He's real. He does exist. He's not just something somebody made up one day. He exists, man, and he hates you. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. That's what's going on, man. All day long, man, he's looking for that place to exploit. Amen? He wants to destroy you. He wants to mess up your life. Amen? So Peter warns us again. Hey, man, prepare your minds for action, man. Because your sin life, you know where it starts? Battlefield's up here in the mind, man. Before you act out on it, before you do it, you've already decided, hey, I'm cool with doing this. Or you ain't prayed up. You know what I'm saying? Did I lose everybody right there? Therefore, prepare your minds for action. And being sober-minded, set your hope fully. This is good. Set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So God's working on us. He's maturing us. And you know what? Peter just said, you know what, man? Be sober-minded. Realize that Satan wants to destroy you. And think about not only all the awesome things that God has already done for you, the fact that you're saved, but think about what you're going to get, man. Think about we shouldn't think about all the blessings. Why not, man? He keeps telling you over and over again, get psyched up about all the good stuff, man. Okay? You know what I mean? Get excited, man. Okay. Everything we deny ourselves, amen, that God says don't deny. Just forget I just said that. Everything that we give up for the Lord, we will never regret it. And we are going to be blessed many, many, many times over. Amen. Can I get a witness? Yeah. Verse 14. As obedient children. What's the kids you like taking to the mall with you? What's the kids you like riding in the car with for 30 minutes? You love them all. You love them all the same, right? But those obedient children, that sure is a nice ride. Right? Can I get a witness? Am I stepping on toes? What, are my kids in here? Oh, my kids are in here. Oh, my Sarah Jeannie. Okay, now listen, man. We're God's kids. Amen? Now, why in the world are we acting like the spoiled, rotten kid, wanting all the blessings, all the bennies, and then we're not doing what he wants us to do? You know what I mean? Okay, just because we live under grace, that is not, listen, that is not an excuse to sin and do whatever we want to do. Right? Amen. Ouch. All God's people said, ouch. Everyone say, that's a snake, snake, snake. Oh, man. Okay, what's going on? As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. Wow. See, you could, back in the day, we could call ignorance. Say, well, I didn't know no better. No, I was just doing the thing that I did back when I did the thing that I did. You know what I mean? But we can't say we're ignorant now. We know the truth. We know right from wrong. Amen? We know what this book says. And you know what? The Holy Spirit that dwells inside you says, hey, don't do that. Probably shouldn't do that. Why are you doing that? Say you're sorry for doing that. Just back away. Don't do that no more. You know what I'm saying? The Holy Spirit's telling us not to do these things. Amen? We can't play ignorant like we don't know right from wrong. Amen? Because the Holy Spirit's saying, hey, that's going to hurt you, man. That's going to hurt you. That's going to hurt everybody around you. So just back up. Amen? Conform to the passions of your former ignorance. Verse 15. But as he who called you is holy. Here it is again. But he who called you is holy. You also be holy in all your conduct. Amen? Because we serve and belong to a holy God who is not just holy, but is holy, 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 off the charts holy. There's no one like him holy. Amen. Because he is holy. He's called us to be holy. Amen. He says, I set you aside, man, not to live like everybody else, but to be a light in the darkness. Amen. Well, I think God just wants to ruin my fun. God does not want to ruin your fun, man. When he says don't sin, when he says don't do this, he's saying, hey, don't hurt yourself, man. It's like when you tell your kid, don't touch that stove. Don't touch the stove. And what did Knucklehead have to do? Yeah, sometimes we do. And so there we are. And then we have that pain. You know, but God says, don't do it. Amen. Just let your light shine, man. And we will never regret it. Amen. But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Since it is written. Oh, man. What's that mean? The Bible says it. So we need to be obedient to the Bible. Amen. This is our manual for life. This is how we get through life. This is how we do the right thing, man. We have to build this word up in our heart. Amen. We need to spend time in this word. We need to spend time in prayer. Amen. All right. Since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we love you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for anointing this message, Lord, that it will pierce our hearts, Lord, that Lord God, you will give us that hunger and that desire and the strength to be what you want us to be, Lord, that we will be able to say no to the temptation, Lord, that we will be wise and sober-minded about our adversary, Lord God, and we will be about your business. We know in your word, Lord, you say if we're about your business, you're going to be about our business, Lord, so we don't have to worry about nothing, Lord. We just need to worry about putting you first and being obedient to your word. We love you. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen.